Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadik Zayin, and we are 6 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Zayin, Amir Aleph, Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Shira bas Dvorah Leah, Miral bas Sarah Rivka, and Menashe Tzvi ben Esther. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So in yesterday's daf, the second part, we discussed the halacha of Temura of a Karban Pesach, or more specifically, Temura of a Moiser Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard, She Temuras Pesach Kreva, U Temuras Pesach Eina Kreva. There are times that the Temura of a Karban Pesach is Kreva, it's brought as a Karban Shlamim, and there are times that the Temura of a Karban Pesach Eina Kreva is not brought as a Karban Shlamim, but rather has to be sold, and the money that you receive for selling this Temuras Pesach is going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. But Ve'eli Lefarish, Rabbi Shua said that, I know I heard this, I heard it from my Rabbein, but I'm not clear, when is the Temura of a Pesach Kreva, and when is the Temura of a Pesach Eina Kreva? Om Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, Ani Lefarish, I'm going to explain it to you. We're discussing the Temura of a Moiser Pesach. What's a classic example of a Moiser Pesach? Where somebody had a Karban Pesach, he lost it. As a result, he had no choice, but he had to be Mafrish, another Karban Pesach. And then he found the original Karban Pesach. That original Karban Pesach is not needed anymore. As a result, it's referred to as a Moiser Pesach. Now, a Moiser Pesach is considered a Shlamim. Rabbi Akiva said there are times that the Moiser Pesach is going to be considered a Shlamim, where you'll actually be able to take the Moiser Pesach and be makrivit as a Shlamim. And then there are times where the Moiser Pesach will be a Shlamim, where you can't take the actual Pesach and bring it as a Shlamim. Rather, you have to sell it, take the money, and now use the money to buy an animal, which is going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. What does it depend on? So Rabbi Akiva said it's very simple. If the Pesach was found before the Shechita, then the halacha is you can't bring the Moiser Pesach as a Shlamim. The reason is because if you had it before the Zman of Shechitas Karban Pesach, then the Zman of the Shechitas Karban Pesach came and you weren't able to bring it as a Pesach, it becomes dachoy. It's now an animal that was pushed away from being able to be brought as a Karban. The halacha is an animal that's dachoy is possible. Dachoy is a psul unto itself, just like there's a psul yoytze, there's a psul lina, there's a psul noiser, there's a psul that's called dachoy. If you can't bring it as a carbon, so what do you have to do? You wait until it gets a mum, you sell it, and you take the money, and you're going to bring that as a shlamim. If, however, the Moiser Pesach was found after the Shechita, so it means it wasn't around at the time of the Shechita. If it wasn't around at the time of the Shechita, it was never pushed away in the Tchila Sazman from being able to be brought. It was never dachoy. If it was never dachoy, then it's a Moiser Pesach that doesn't really have a psul. If it doesn't have a psul, so you can take the actual thing and you can bring it as a shlamim. So Rabbi Akiva said like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Rebbe, this that you heard from your Rebbeim, that sometimes the Temuras Pesach is Krave and sometimes the Temuras Pesach is Ain't to Crave it. Let me explain it to you. What you heard from your Rabbein was that the Temura of a Moiser Pesach sometimes can be brought as a Shlamim, and the Temura of a Moiser Pesach sometimes needs to be sold and its proceeds are used to purchase a Shlamim. What does it depend on? Very simple. It depends on what's the halacha of the underlying Moiser Pesach. Meaning the Temura of a Moiser Pesach is just going to have the halachic status of the actual Moiser Pesach. When the Moiser Pesach itself was able to be brought as a Karban Shlamim, so then the Temura of the Moiser Pesach will also be brought as a Shlamim. If the Moiser Pesach itself can't be brought as a Shlamim, but rather you have to sell it, take the money and purchase a Shlamim, so then the Temura of the Moiser Pesach will have the same halacha. What is it dependent on? Rabbi Akiva said, I just told you what it's dependent on. In the event that you found the Moiser Pesach before the Shechita, so then it was dachoy at the time of the Shechita. If that's the case, it itself can't be brought on the Mizbeach, so its Temura won't either be able to be brought on the Mizbeach. That's the time where the Temura's Pesach is Eina Kreva. If, however, it was found after, so then it was never dachoy. If it was never dachoy, so then the halacha is it itself can be brought as a carbon. If it itself can be brought as a carbon, so then its Temura will also be able to be brought as a carbon. That was the Mishnah. And then the Gemara brought a machloikis between Rabbi and Reb Zeir that's going to be very important for today's daf. How exactly you have to understand the Mishnah? Meaning, Rabbi Akiva is making a distinction between a Moiser Pesach that was found. Koidim Shchitas HaPesach versus a Moise Pesach that was found La'achar Shchitas HaPesach. And as a derivative of that, you'll have the same distinction for the Tmura of the Moise Pesach. The Tmura of the Moise Pesach is just the mirror image of the Moise Pesach itself. When the Moise Pesach is graver, the Tmura of the Moise Pesach is graver. When the Moise Pesach is ain't a graver, the Tmura of the Moise Pesach is also ain't a graver. But what's the halach of the Moise Pesach? It depends. Nimtza Koidim Shchita, Nimtza La'achar Shchita. And the Amiram had a major machloikis, what exactly that means. It's so major that it was discussed on Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, and we'll see at the end of today's daf, that will have ultimately been the topic of today's daf as well. And that is, when we say Koidim Shchita, do we mean before the physical Shchita? Or when we say Koidim Shchita, do we mean before the Zman of the Shchita, which is Chatzos? When we say La'achar Shchita, do we mean after the physical Shchita? Or when we say La'achar Shchita, do we mean after the Hascholas Zman HaShchita? In other words, after Chatzos. Rabbi said that the determining factor is, did you find it before the physical Shchita or after the physical Shchita? Again, we're dealing with a Moisa Pesach. You just have to visualize this. You were Mafresh a carbon Pesach, you lost it. Now you were Mafresh another carbon Pesach. So we're trying to figure out, did you do Shchita or did you not do Shchita? If you hold that Shechita means like Rabba before the physical Shechita, after the physical Shechita. So now what the Mishnah is saying is, when did you find the original Karban Pesach? Before you Shechted the second one or after you Shechted the second? According to Rav Zera, it doesn't matter if you Shechted it or not. What matters is, was it the Zman of Shechita or was it not the Zman of Shechita? So what determines now the Halacha of the Moisa Pesach is going to be, did you find the Moisa Pesach before Chatzos or did you find it after Chatzos? One other thing that we need just as an introduction to today's daf, and that is, there's a halacha in Kachim, which is discussed in many places, most notably in Mesechtes Tmura, and that is the Chamish Chatois HaMesois. The Chamish Chatois HaMesois are five Karbonos, Chatos, where there's a halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that because of some anomaly, because of some situation, you have to take the animal and you have to kill it. It can't be makrivit as a carbon. It's not even treated like ordinary Kachim. That's possible, which is Ton Sreifa, but this has a special Shulchan Aruch, and it's known as the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. What are the Chamish Chatois HaMesos? Vlad Chatos. If you have a Chatos, which was always in a keva, and the Chatos gave birth to a child, what do you do with the baby? That Vlad is one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos, Tmuras Chatos. Anytime you have a chatas and then you do a tmura, the tmura's chatas goes mamisa. A chatas shemesu baleh. Reuven was mafresh a carbon chatas because he did an avera and then Reuven died. So what do you do with the carbon chatas? There's no yerusha on the chatas. It goes lamisa. A chatas she'avra shnasa. A chatas that's too old. So this is a chatas that has to be within a certain age. And now it's avra shnasa. So that's another example where the chatas is going to go lamisa. And then finally, this is the one that's going to be most prominent in today's daf, is a chata she'avda. Someone was mafresh a carbon chatas. He was mechal Shabbos b'shoigik. He set aside a chata shmeina. And then, oops, he can't find it. He's trying to find this carbon. He doesn't know what to do. See, he sets himself out to Yerushalayim. He's mafresh another animal. And then he finds the original animal. So the halach is, if someone lost a carbon chatas, but this is important, v'nischapru baleo, and then he was mafresh another animal, and with that other animal, he got his kapara. He did everything. Shechita kapara, halach hazrika, everything was done. V'nimtzasari, and then you found the original one. And so what do you do with that original one? That's another example of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. Our sugya is going to begin with what happens if you have a carbon Pesach, that now a situation happened, a situation that mirrors the situation that had it been a Chatos, it would have been one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesos. How is it going to play itself out with regards to a carbon chatas? Says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, kol shebechatas mesa bePesach karim shlamim. Here's the rule. Anytime you have a carbon Pesach, where had it been a carbon chatas, the halacha would have been, it goes lamisa. Rashi speaks out all the chamish chatois hamesa is here. So then, if it's a Pesach, karim shlamim, it gets the din of a meiser Pesach, quote unquote. It's brought as a shlamim. We know Pesach sometimes becomes a shlamim. So if you have a carbon Pesach, a situation happened, a situation that parallels one of the chamish chatois hamesos, that Allah is bringing it as a shlamim. Chosh b'chatas roya. If you have a carbon Pesach, we had this carbon not been a Pesach, it would have been a chatas. And the halachma of the chatas would have been roya. The halachma would have been that you hand it over to the shepherd, you wait until it gets a mum, you sell it, and you use the money to buy karbonis, the Pesach nami roya. If that happens to a carbon Pesach, that loch is going to be Raya as well. So Shmuel said, I'm going to give you a good rule of thumb to know Hilchas carbon Pesach. If you have a Pesach where had it been a Chatos, the din would have been Misa, Chamish Chatois HaMesois, in a Pesach, it's brought as a Shlomo. If the halach of the Chatos would have been Raya, then in a Pesach, the halach is also going to be Raya. Rashi speaks out that this that Shmuel was saying is not a Siba, but it's a Simen. Meaning, Shmuel's not saying that because this is an issue where had it been a Chatos, the Chatos would have been Lamisa, Memelo, when it's a Pesach, it's brought as a Shlomo. Shmuel's not saying that because had it been a Chatos, it would have been Raya, so when it's a Pesach, it's also Raya. One does not beget the other. One is not a Siba for the other. All it is a Simen. Shmuel was just trying to make it easy for the Olam to remember the Halacha. So he knew the Olam was more familiar with Hilchas Chatos than with Hilchas Pesach. So he says, you want to know Hilchas Pesach? Here's a klal. Just take this with you and you're going to know all the Halachas. If at Chatos would have been Mesa, the Pesach it's Garev Shlomim. If as a Chatos it would have been Raya, then the Pesach it's going to be Raya. So Rabbi Yechon, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and argue, he said, Eina Pesach Garev Shlomim, Elo Shenimtza Acha Shechita. The only time a Pesach is brought is a Shlomim, if the Pesach was found after Shechita. But Shechita Loi, but before Shechita now. What exactly does Rabbi Yechon mean? And doesn't sound like Rabbi Yochanan is necessarily talking to Shmuel, so that's going to become clear at the end of the daf. But the Gemara, for the majority of the daf, is going to discuss Shita Shmuel, and then at the end of the daf, when it all comes together, we'll understand a little bit better what Rabbi Yochanan was saying and what the machloikis is between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Zok to mask for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha, "Klaluhu, is this a rule?" Meaning, Shmuel gave us a rule. If it was a chatas, it would go to Misa. Pesach is brought as a shlomim. If it was a chatas, it would have been raya. Then by Pesach, it should be raya as well. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Vary chatas shavir shnasa d'liria azlo chatas shavir shnasa chatas that's too old." When alachni is raya. Now the truth is, we just mentioned a minute ago that one of the chamish chatoyis hamesois is a chatas shavir shnasa, which means a chatas shavir shnasa is lemisa azlo. And here we're saying chatas shavir shnasa is d'liria. So Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechtas Tmura Daf Chabez, where the Gemara asks the kasha ayin sham. But for our purposes, there is a time where a chatas shavir Shnasa is Luria. How do you know that? Amr Shem Ben Lakish, Chatash Avr Shnasa, Roy, Noisa Kilo, Emedis, Beis Akvaris. If you have a Chatash that's Avr Shnasa, we act as if this Chatash is in a Beis Akvaris, which means there's no way to do the Avoida, because who did the Avoida? The Kayanim did the Avoida, and a coin's not allowed to go into a Beis Akvaris. Mirayas, you have no choice. There's no way to do the Avoida with it. So you're just going to have to let it sit there, wait until it gets Ramum, and then you'll end up selling it. But the point is, you see, Rab Shlokish held that a Chatash Avr Shnasa, what's that Lacha? Raya, okay, if ilu b'pesach, ki agav b'karev shlamim, but as it relates to a carbon pesach that's of Rosh Nasa, the din is not raya. The din is you bring it as a shlamim. Tanya b'lun to the b'raisa, kesef, it says in the Torah, regarding the shlamim, im kesef hu makriv es karbonoi, v'hikriv oisoi lifnei Hashem. What does kesef mean? The Rambam says, a pesach l'aliyah, teaches us that when you do the haktar of the carbon pesach, the aliyah, the tail, had to be burnt on the mizbech. So, oimer, im kesef, what does im kesef teach me? The Rambam says, a pesach of Rosh Nasa, that carbon pesach that's a year old, it's too old now to be able to be brought as a Karban Pesach, v'shlomim haba machmas ha-Pesach, or any time where a Pesach converts into a shlomim, which often happens, that loch is the chom mitzvah shlomim, it gets all the dinam of a shlomim, shetunim smicha, v'nesachin, v'tnuvas chaz of a shayk, it gets all the lochas of a shlomim. Shu'ayim imeiz, what does it mean when it says imeiz, that's several psukim later, hifseko in yulimin al eish, it's coming to teach me that the eiz, the goat, when you do the Haktara, you didn't burn the aliyah. But what's the point? We just need one part of this price. A lot of halachas in this price. The halacha we need in this price is that a Pesach she'av Rosh Nasa was born as a shlomim. So a chatna she'av Rosh Nasa, Reish Lakish said, Raya. A Pesach she'av Rosh Nasa is born as a shlomim. That contradicts Shmuel's rule. Shmuel said that when the chatas is lemisa, then the Pesach is born as a shlomim. When the chatas is Raya, then the Pesach is Raya. Here we have an example where the chatas is Raya and the Pesach is born as a shlomim. So how does So whoever Rabbi Yosef asked this kasha to responded to Rabbi Yosef, and he said a chiddush, which is a game changer in the sugya, and that is ki kama Shmuel ba'avudim betchuyim lo yama. So we have to completely shift gears now. He told Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Yosef, the Oilam misunderstood Shmuel. Shmuel never meant that every time a chatas is lemisa, the Shmuel is karev shlamim. Shmuel was not coming to address the basic idea of chamish chatois hamesois. That's not what he meant. Shmuel was talking about one of the specific chatois hamesois. He was talking about the one of the chatois hamesois that involves a lost animal. Which one is that? You had a chatas. It got lost. You were mafresh another one. You brought that other one as a carbon, you got your kapara, and now you don't know what to do with the first one that you were mafresh. That's one of the five chatoyes hamesos. And that's what Shmuel was referring to. He didn't mean the tchuyin. He didn't mean the other examples of the chatoyes hamesos. What are the other ones? A vlad chatos. Nothing got lost. Tmuras chatos. Nothing got lost. Chatos shemesu baleo. The animal didn't get lost. The animal just aged a little bit. Nothing happened. So when Shmuel said this halacha, he was talking specifically about the avudim, but as it relates to the tchuyim loyamar, he was never referring to that. Shmuel was just saying a halacha regarding a carbon pesach that gets lost. How do you treat such a carbon pesach? So he said, you want to know how you treat a carbon pesach that gets lost? You want a klal? You want a good way to remember it? Think about a chatas. When a chatas gets lost, if the halacha would be lemisa, so then the equivalent thereof in a pesach, if it gets lost, it would be brought as a shlamim. When a chatas gets lost, if the din would be raya, then if you have the equivalent thereof in a pesach, the halacha would also be raya. But it doesn't mean that every time a chatas is lemisa, automatically the pesach is going to be brought as a shlamim, as opposed to when a chatas is raya, the pesach is going to be raya as well. It's for that reason. Amalei l'Shmuel, the person that Rabbi Yosef asked his kasha to, told Rabbi Yosef, your kasha is not a kasha. Because you found an inconsistency with regards to a chata sh'av Rosh Nasa, regarding a pesach sh'av Rosh Nasa. That's not talking about a case of avudim. If that's the case, it has no shaykhis to what Shmuel was talking about. As a result, it's not going to be a kasha. Okay, so we thought originally Shmuel was saying something super high level. He was talking about what happens if any one of the chamish chatois hamesois occurred to a chatas, to a pesach. How would you view it? Sometimes it would be brought as a shlamim, and sometimes it would be raya. But really, after further review, the way the Gemara is now emerging is that that's not what Shmuel was talking about. He wasn't going so high level. He was talking about something very, very specific. What happens if a carbon pesach gets lost? So he said, you want a klal, not a siba, a simen. You want a good way to remember it? Think of a chatas that gets lost. A chatas, when it gets lost, if it would go to Misa, so then the Pesach would be brought as a Shlomim. If when the Chatas gets lost, it would be Raya, then the Pesach would be Raya as well. But the Gemara is, if Avad Mimishkach is that true? Does this play out in this case? What would be if you had a Karma Chatas that was Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha? So what does this mean? This is referring to where somebody had a Karma Chatas that got lost. So he was Mafresh another Karma Chatas. And before he had a chance to bring the other one, he found the original one. So now he has both at the same time. This is not the classic case of Avuda. The classic case of Avuda is where it was Neskapru Balev. When you were mafish a chatas, it got lost, you were mafish another chatas, you got kapara from the other chatas, and then you found it. In this case, you didn't get kapara from anything yet. But rather, you have both chatois in front of you. Avuda b'shas afrosha means you now have both of them together. Now there, it's a machloikis Rebbe and Rabbanon, what the halach is going to be. The Rabbanon and the Luria Azla. Now the Rabbanon cheetah is, that it's Luria. Who's this Rabbanon? Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Ivish Chataz of Avdo. If someone was Mavish Karman Chataz and got lost, Ivish Chariz Chachtav, so he was Mavish another one. Vinimtsas Arishayim, and he found the first one, Varishtayim Aimdois, and they're both in front of him. Achas mehemti karif, so the halach is one of them is brought, the Shmiya Tamos, and the second one is Lamisa, Divrei Rebbe. The Chachamim say, In Chataz Mesa, oh, Shinimtsas Achshin, the Chachamim say, no, the only time a Chataz goes Lamisa when it got lost is if the Bailam got Kapara. But before, if it was found before the Bailam got Kapara, Raya, Daloch means it's going to be right. So again, we have a Machloikis Rebbe and Rabbanon. This is going to come up again in the Da. Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbanon. What happens if somebody was Mafishakar Machatos? He lost it, he was mafresh another one, and then he found the first one. See, he has both of them in front of him. That's not the classic case of Chatos Niskapru Bala. That's where you were mafresh, lost it. Mafresh another one, got kapara, and then you found. You didn't have both in front of you at the same time. In this case, you have both in front of you at the same time. According to Rebbe, it doesn't matter. One of them is going to go to Mesa, the other one you're going to use. According to the Chachamim, this is a Chatas Mesa. So what's going to happen? One of them is going to be Raya. Okay. So we have a case where according to the Chachamim, the Gemara's Kash is Aliba the Chachamim, where according to the Chachamim, I have a Chatas that got lost, and I found it, and the Halacha is Raya. What's the case? The case is where I have both in front of me. So one I'm going to bring is a carbon, and the other one's not going to go lemisa, that's Rabbi Shnita, but rather it's going to be right. Okay, so what's the equivalent thereof by a carbon pesach? What should be the rule? According to Shmuel, Taloch should be raya. Okay. Ve'ilu b'pesach, heicha da'ovud v'nimtza achach chatzois. What would be if it got lost and you found it after chatzois? Koidem shchita, but before the shchita. It's the same exact case. So I found it after chatzois, but I found it before shchita. So the halach is, I have both in front of me at the same time. It's karev shlomim. The halach is, it's going to be brought as a shlomim. What's the kashna? By a chatos, it's raya, according to the Rabbanon, but by a pesach, it's brought as a shlomim. Now, the truth is not so partial what the Gemara just said. The Gemara said that if you would find the carbon pesach after chatzos, before the shchitit, bring it as a shlomim, it's really telling the machloikis Rabba and Reb Zeir. It's telling how you understand the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say that on Amid Beis. In the Lishna Basra of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is going to say. But for right now, we're taking for granted that the halacha of the Mishnah is totally in the actual Shechita. So if that's the case, if you would find, it's totally in Chatzos. So if you would find it after Chatzos, but before the Shechitas, you have both of them in front of you, the halacha is, it would be brought as a Shlamim. Doesn't stem though with the Chatzos. By the Chatzos going to the Rabban, if you have both in front of you, the halacha is Raya. As opposed to by the Karban Pesach, as long as you found it after Chatzos, if you have both of them in front of you, it was never Dachoy, so the halacha is, it's going to be brought as a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, not a Kasha, Kashmu Karebi Sfirle, you're asking a Kasha based on the Rabban Shita. The Rabbanan Shita is that by a Chatas in such a case, it's going to be Raya. So what's Ikashna? By a Chatas, it's Raya. By a Pesach, it's brought as a Shlomim. That doesn't stem with Shmuel's Klal. Shmuel's Klal was that whenever the Chatas is Raya, so the Pesach also has to be Raya. Snuck the Gemara. Who said Shmuel held like the Chachamim? Maybe all like Rabbi. Where if you have both of them in front of you, it's Lemisa. And it's very nice. That's the same halacha by a Pesach. Because what's the halacha by Chatas Mesa? By a Pesach, it's going to be brought as a Shlamim. But Zok de Gemara, it doesn't help. You know why? Because Vakol Avuda le Rebbe Mesa. Because according to Rebbe, that halacha is that if you had a Chatas and it got lost and then you found it, what's the halacha? It's going to go to Misa. It doesn't matter if you got Kapara. It doesn't matter if you didn't get Kapara. According to Rebbe, once you lose it and you mafresh another one, the other one is always going to go to Misa. Okay, what's the halacha by a Karban Pesach? Weiter, it depends. What would be if it got lost before Chatzos? V'nimtza koidem Chatzos, and you would find it before Chatzos. Raya. Again, that's what the Mishnah said. Then it's going to be Raya. So, the question is, weiter, it doesn't stem. In other words, man of shach. If you hold like the Chachamim, that the halach is when you have both of them in front of you, the halach is it's supposed to be Raya. So then you have a kasha on Shmuel from the case when you found it after Chatzos. The halacha then is you can bring it as a shlamim. It doesn't stem much more. And if you hold like Rebbe, that the halacha is it always goes lemisa, so you have a kasha from Pesach where you have both of them in front of you, where you found it before Chatzos, but the halacha is raya. Because again, according to Shmuel, if the halacha is misa, then over here has to be brought as a shlamim. So Maman of Shach is going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, no. Really, Shmuel held like Rebbe. He held like Rebbe. What's your kasha? Your kasha is, according to Rebbe, anytime you lose the Chatzos and then you find it, the halacha is it always goes lemisa. So if that's the case, as it relates to a Pesach, it should always be born as a Shlomim. Yet the halacha by the Pesach is that if you find it before Chatzos, it's not born as a Shlomim. So the Gemara says a Geshmak Eteret. The Gemara says, Koidim Chatzos, Lav Avodu. If you find the Karban Pesach before Chatzos, it was never lost. The Amkidir Rava. And the premise for this is Rava. The Amar Rava, Avedas, Laila, Lav Shema Aveda. If a person would be Mavch Karban Chatzos, got lost that night, and then you would find that it's not considered lost. Because lost is the Taich, that it's his man to bring it, and I don't have it. So the definition of lost is that I could have brought it as a carbon, but because I lost it, now I'm not able to bring it anymore. So if I would lose it before Chatzos, and then I would find it, even if I was Mafresh, but it wouldn't have a Din Lamisa. If it wouldn't have a Din Lamisa, therefore it's not a Stira to Rebbe Shita. So the Gemara says, okay, Elo Roya L'Rebbe Echni Mishkachas La. At the end of the day, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that if the Chatas would be Mesa, the Pesach would be Karish Shlomen. If the Chatas would be Roya, then the Pesach would also be Roya. And after the Gemara's clarification, we're talking about wherever when the Chatas is lost, it goes L'Misa. So then, if the Pesach is lost, it's brought as a Shlomen. Whenever if the Chatas was lost, it's Roya. Then if the Pesach is lost, it's also going to be Roya. The problem is, according to Rebbe, what's the Metzias? How is it even shayach to have a case where a chatas gets lost and the din is raya? If the chatas got lost, you were mafresh another one and you got the kapara, everyone agrees. That's one of the chamesh chatayis hames. That's a loch lamayish misinai. That's not up for discussion. If you found the original chatas before you were makriv of the other one, that's a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. But according to Rebbe al Kapanim, what's the halacha? It goes lemisa. We just established in Cheshvin that Shmuel was going according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the chatas is always lemisa. So if the chatas is always lemisa, according to Rebbe, so what's the seifa of Shmuel? Shmuel said, when the chatas is lemisa, so the Pesach is going to be born as a shlom. When the chatas is raya, then the Pesach is going to be raya. What's the case when the chatas is raya? There's no case where a chatas gets lost and it's raya. According to Rebbe, anytime the chatas is lost, it's always going to go to Misa. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shaya. Now, there is a hechatimsa, like Rabbi Shaya said. If someone, the katchila, was mafresh tu chatois lachrayas, meaning, he set aside two. Why? He said, I need insurance. I need to know I have a chatas and then I have a backup chatas. Then everybody agrees. Mischaper ba'achas mehem, one of them used as a kapara v'shniya tira, and the second one is going to be right. I mean, even though Rebbe holds every time a chatas is lost, it always goes lamisa. That's if you were mafresh one, it got lost, You were mafresh another one. So then, I don't care what happened to the other one that... Once you were mafresh one that got lost, it's always lamisa and chinami. But over here, it was different. Here, you were mafresh to the katchila. Or you were mafresh to the katchila. Over here, it's going to be raya. And this is the hechatimtza of where it's possible to have a chatas that was lost. Not mamish lost, but it's similar. It's me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. That's what Shmuel was referring to. But the Gemara said it doesn't work either. Because based on Shmuel's rule, the halach should be that if Pesach, if you were mafresh two karbanos Pesach, one as an insurance policy, then the halacha would be the other one, assuming you didn't need it, would be brought as a shlomim. In fact, Rashi says that's your classic Moser Pesach. Dahinu Moser HaPesach Gomor, Rashi says. From all the Moser Pesachs, that's like the quintessential Moser Pesach. And Moser Pesach is Karev Shlomim. So again, it doesn't stem. Because if Pechatas it's Raya, then by Pesach it has to be Raya. Over here, the Gemara says, Ela Shmuel Kareb Shimon Tzvile. Rather, Shmuel is a Kareb Shimon, Nama Chamesh Chatois Mesos. Now really, all the Chamesh Chatois are Mesos. It's always Lamisa. Okay, Varoy the Rab Shimon Lesley Klav, what we accomplished by saying Rab Shimon without even fully understanding what Rab Shimon means, we didn't accomplish anything because we're trying to figure out where the Hechatimtz is of Raya. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have no choice, but you have to say Shmuel Nabi Chodakamar. There must have been a mistake in Shmuel. We thought Shmuel said two things. Shmuel really never said two things. All he said was, Kol Shem Bechatas Mesa BePesach Karev Shlomim. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say that whenever the halacha is that the carbon chatnas would be mesa, if you have the equivalent thereof of a carbon pesach, then the halacha is that it's going to be brought as a shlamim. Says the Gemara, if that's all he meant, meaning we're knocking out the whole sefer, you're right, we don't have a hechatimtza, we have a carbon pesach, a carbon chatnas that was lost, where the din is raya, so that you should have a part two of Shmuel that says that if you had the same exact thing happen with a carbon pesach, it too would be right. There is no sefer. And he never said the sefer. All he said was the resha. Says the Gemara, okay, if all he said was the resha, meaning all he essentially said was, is that a chatos that gets lost is lamisa, right? Because we're going now that Shmuel holds like Rebbe that any time a carbon chatos is lost, it's lamisa. So what happens if a carbon chatos gets lost, you mafresh another one, then you find the original chatos. So what's the halacha? It always goes lamisa. As it relates to a carbon pesach that gets lost, what's the halacha? It's always going to be brought as a shlom. That's what Shmuel said. Right? That's at the end of the day where we're holding now in the sugya Shmuel's chiddush. Which, by the way, just to pause for a second, when we started the Gemara, it sounded like Shmuel was mamish revolutionizing Hilchas Karban Pesach. He was trying to explain to us what happens if you have a Temures Pesach, what happens if you have a Chattas, a Pesach Shemesu Baleh, a Pesach Shavar Shnasa. Meaning, what happens if you have any one of the Chamesh Chattas Hamesos that merge together with the Karban Pesach? What would be if it befalls a Pesach? How do you treat it? And he had a rule, part one of the rule, part two of the rule. So first the Gemara said, no, Shmuel wasn't really discussing such high-level Karban Pesach halachas. He was talking about a carbon pesach that got lost. Okay. And by the way, there were two rules. The second rule is not even a gay. He never said the second rule. Why did we have this Messiah? Akasha Famaisa. But he never said it. Really, all we had was the first one. So what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said one halacha. He said, if you have a carbon pesach that got lost, the halacha is you bring it as a shlomen. Freit the Gemara, my kamash malon. It's so pashit. Now, why so pashit? The reason so pashit, Zokter Ashni, pashit pshat tov in the Gemara, is because that's the mission at the end of the day. Because the Mishnah already said that if you have a carbon pesach and it gets found after chatzos, it's brought as a shlomim, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Now, the Mishnah said if it's found before chatzos, the halacha is raya. You have to wait until it gets a mum, and then the halacha is you'll sell it, you'll take the money, you're going to buy a shlomim. But that's not what Shmuel's talking about. Shmuel doesn't mean a pesach that gets lost before chatzos. Because the Gemara said on the bottom of Amar Aleph, a very geshmak is svara, a carbon is not considered lost unless it got lost during the Zman of the Karban. I mean that the Zman of the Karban Pesach starts with Chatzos, so if it gets lost before Chatzos, it's actually not considered lost. That means if Shmuel is talking about a Karban Pesach that got lost in Halacha, that's halachically considered lost, he means after Chatzos. So what Shmuel tell me? What's Shmuel bringing to the table? After all this, that's what Shmuel's saying? That if a chatas gets lost and you find it after chatzos, when it got lost after chatzos, and you find it after chatzos, you want to know what to do with it, bring it as a shlom, and das is doch the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, ani afarish, I know a moisa chatas that's found after chatzos. So what's he bringing to the table? What is Shmuel's chiddush? So the Gemara says, a mori diget chiddush. You know what Shmuel's saying? And now we can go back to the beginning of Shmuel, we'll understand everything. Allah, who came with Rabbi Yochanan? No, Avadi's saying a chiddush. You know what the chiddush is? Because when the Mishnah said that when is the Moisa Pesach Chariv Shlomim? When it was found after the Shechita. What did after the Shechita mean? Did after the Shechita mean after the physical Shechita? Or did it mean after Chatzos? Shmuel saying it means after Chatzos. That's not so pashit. Because there's a man Domus, Machlek is Rabbi and Rab Zeira, in the beginning of the Sugya, and that's Tzadik Vav on the base. And in fact, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was commenting on Shmuel, and that's what the Chiddush of Shmuel is. Meaning, what Shmuel's Chiddush was, not Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan say? Now we'll understand it. The only time the Moshe Pesach is a Shlomim, if it's found after Shchita. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Shchita is what's Koveh, which is what Rabbi said on the Tzadik Vav on the Beis. Oh, Kamash Maloy Chatzos Kova. That's exactly what Shmuel was coming to be Mechadish, that it's not the Shechita that's Kaveya, it's the Chatzos that's Kaveya. How did Shmuel say that? He said it in his own way, in his klav. I guess for the London that were so fluent in Tmura and Kachin, this was a cheat sheet. I mean, to us mortals, it sounds more complicated. But this was the klal that Shmuel told the Talmidim. He says, you want to know that the Kaveya is Chatzos? The Kaveya is not Shechita? It's very simple. Because if it would be a Chatzos, and it was considered nevad, that lochna would be lemisa. Oh, that means if it's a Pesach and it's considered nevad, it's automatically shlomo. When is a Pesach considered nevad? No chatzos. That means no chatzos is always a shlomo. Mechatesi. Maybe it's before the shechita. Or vaisdois. It's chatzos that's kaveh. It's this man shechita that's kaveh. It's not the actual physical shechita that's kaveh. Whose shechita was that? That was Rab Zeirish shechita on the tzadik vav and beis. Who's a lafuke? So if you're learning tzadik vav and beis, it's lafuke rabba. If you're learning psachim tzadik zayin on the beis, then it's lafuke Rabbi Yochanan. And that's exactly where Rabbi Yochanan's comment was. You go back, you read Shmuel, you delete the Sefer of Shmuel. All you have is the Reisha. We know Shmuel wasn't talking about all the Chatois HaMeses. He was only talking about the Avudim. Essentially what he was saying was Rav Zeira's Halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan's comment was Rabbi's Halacha. So the Ganze Maisa over here in today's daf, after everything, this Machlokes and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, until we figured out what Shmuel even means, this is the Lishna Kama, by the way, until we even figured out what Shmuel means, all he meant was to say Rav Zeira, and Rabbi Yochanan's comment back was simply Rabbi. Zok to Gemara, Lishna Achrina. Just one tweak, just one kinesh. So the Lishna Achrina is not, usually it revisits the whole sugya. So we're not revisiting the whole sugya, we're just revisiting one kasha. Meaning, Gemara asked the kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel had this rule in the beginning of the sugya. What was the understanding of what Shmuel was saying? That anytime you have a chatas that gets lost, after the ikimta that we're talking about, only a chatas that got lost. So now, loch is if the chatas would be lamisa, the Pesach would be brought as a shlomim. If the chatas would be roya, so then the Pesach would be roya as well. And the Gemara asked the kasha from the Rabbanon Shita. The Rabbanon said that what would be if someone was mafresh a chatas, he lost it, and then he was mafresh another one, and then he found the first one. So he didn't get kapara yet. He has both of them in front of him. So the machlokes is Rebbe and the Chacham. Rebbe's shita was that the one that you found now is going to go to Misa. Meaning one of them you're going to be machlokes, one of them is going to go to Misa. The Chachamim said, "Ein chatas Misa, ela shenimtzes la'acha sheneskapru bailam." No, the halachni is that it's going to be one you could be makriv, and the other one is going to be roya. Okay, so this is an example, according to the Rabbanon, where you have a chatas that got lost, and the halacha is roya. Okay, what's the halacha regarding a carbon Pesach? If you would find the carbon Pesach after Chatzos, it would be brought as a shlomim. You have both of them in front of you, it's brought as a shlomim. How does this shtim with the rule? So what was the Gemara's teretz on Amin Aleph? The Gemara's teretz on Amin Aleph is that Shmuel doesn't hold like the Rabbanan. Shmuel really holds like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the halacha is it would be lamisa. That was what the Gemara said. Lishna achrino. So the Gemara revisits the question, and the Gemara is going to answer the question a little bit differently. So it's interesting. The Lishna Achrina is picking up, like literally mid-sentence, that how could it be true that Shmuel said his rule? Because Nalochmi is that according to the Rabbanon, if I have both Chatois in front of me, one is always Raya, yet by the Karban Pesach, if I have both of them in front of me, assuming it all happened after Chatois, so that brought as a Shlomim, the rule was that whenever the Chatois is Raya, so the Pesach is also Raya. So the Anamina of the Gemara's Teretz was that who said Shmuel holds like the Rabbanon? Maybe he holds like Rebbe, maybe he holds like Osman Misa. So the Gemara had another problem with that. But at least as it relates to this kashin, that was the Gemara's teretz. Here the Gemara says something else. Shmuel can rabba svirale. Maybe Shmuel holds like rabba. The Amash shchita kava. Who said it's true? Maybe it's not true. If you have both of them in front of you, the halach is always going to be that it's going to be raya. The only time, according to Shmuel, the halach is going to be that You could bring it as a shlomim, but if you found it after the actual shechita, is by definition not the case of Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Because the case of Rebbe and the Rabbanon is when you have both of them in front of you. So we're disagreeing with the whole premise. You're assuming, right? The Kasha really made two premises. Number one, it assumed the Rabbanon. Number two, it assumed Reb Zeira. It assumed the Rabbanon that if you have both of them in front of you, one of them is going to be Raya. And it assumed Reb Zeira that if you have both of them in front of you after Chatzais, the Pesach is going to be brought as a Shlomim. So on Amid Aleph, the Gemara said that maybe the reason it's not a Kash on Shmuel is because maybe the Hanacha that Shmuel holds like the Rabbanon is incorrect. Maybe he holds like Rebbe, even though he's a Das Yachid. Halacha Karebi Mechaveira, Veloy Mechaveirav. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, maybe that's what he holds like. But now on Amid Beis, the Gemara is making a different Taino. The Gemara is saying the other Hanacha maybe is not true. Who said that Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira? Maybe he holds like Rabba, that the Kaveh is Shechita. Zok the Gemara, very simple. From it, the Kam Rabbi Yochanan lo in the Pesach Karev Shlom El Shinim Zach HaShechita. Because seeing that Rabbi Yochanan that Tzich Gedink Tzich Midrash Shmuel in this Halacha. And what did Rabbi Yochanan tell Shmuel? Rabbi Yochanan told Shmuel, I have a problem with your rule. You know why? Because to me, the Kaveh as it relates to a Pesach is before Shechita or after Shechita. Almo Shechita Kava. In other words, what Rabbi Yochanan was telling Shmuel was that Shechita is the Kaveh. Right? We just explained that before the Lishna Achrina. We said, what was the Machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? The Machloikis was Rabba and Reb Zeira. Right? That was exactly what the Machloikis was. Mechlal, the Shmuel Savar, Mechlal, the Shmuel Savar, Koidim Chatzayis Kavar. So if that's the case, that's a raya that Shmuel must hold, that the Kaveh is before Chatzayis. Because Enochinami in Shmuel, there's a little flexibility. In Shmuel, you could say that maybe he held like Rabba. The problem is Rabbi Yochanan's arguing with Shmuel. And in Rabbi Yochanan, it's poshut that he held like Rabba. So if he's arguing with Shmuel, must be Shmuel held like Reb Zeira. He must be held that the Chatzos is the Kaveya. Ay, if the Chatzos is the Kaveya, so you have a Hechatim, so you can have both in front of you, where it's going to be brought as a Shlomim. Ay, I thought the rule is Kol Shabachatis Raya. Oh, must be held by a Chatzos. It's not Raya. Must be what we said in Amen Aleph. Ela Shmuel ke Rebbe Sfirle, the Amra Avuda Lemisa Azla. Must be that Shmuel held like Rebbe, who held that when it's Avud and you find it, even if you didn't get kapar yet, it goes lamisa. I call avudim le Rebbe Mason. Vilu bepes hachavet heichadavik kaidim chazayis v'nimtzak kaidim chazayis raya. So that was the whole Gemara's kasha, and for that reason, the Gemara had to say kosava kaidim chazayis lav avudu v'kosava chazayis kavet. This is just a repeat of what the Gemara said on the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, where once you establish that we're going according to Rebbe, you're going to be forced to make one other knach, and that is you're going to be forced to say that. There's a svara that the only time something is considered lost is if it was lost during the Zman. But if it wasn't lost during the Zman, it's not going to be considered lost. Exhale. Not an easy daf. Incidentally, the closest, I literally just chopped as I'm saying this, that we're getting to Inyana Diyayim in today's daf is we have a machloikis between Rabbah and Reb Zeira with regards to Kaidim Shechita or Kaidim Chatzais. Come Rabbah v'shachta l'Reb Zeira. This is as close as we're going to get. But either way, just to go back to some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday, and then maybe be Messiah with a little bit of machshava. And that is, yesterday we mentioned the epic shita of the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam's discussing the laugh of Bal Yeirah u'Bal Yimatzeh. And the Rambam says that even though Lo Yeirah v'Lo Yimatzeh are both lavin, and ordinarily, if someone violates a loisna, say he gets malchus. However, when it comes to Bayira, Bayimotze, you're not always going to get malchus. In fact, the Rambam says sometimes you get malchus, and sometimes you don't get malchus. What does it depend on? It depends on whether or not you did a maisa. So if somebody had chametz in his rishos before Pesach, and then Sheisho Yisrael Maila came, and he didn't dispose of his chametz, so the end halach is that even though he was over Bayira, Bayimotze, he's not going to get malchus. Why? Because he didn't do a maisa. If, however, a person would purchase chametz on Pesach, or a person would cook, he would bake chametz on Pesach, then already, says the Rambam, being that he did a maisa, over there he's going to get malchus. So the Rambam says that by Yerah, by Yomati, sometimes you get malchus, sometimes you don't get malchus. Freak the Mishlo Melech, he says, I don't understand. It's a Mefurish Gemara, Psochem Daf Tzadik Hamer Aleph. The Gemara says that the lav of by Yerah, by Yomati is a lav shenitik laseh. Why is it nitik laseh? Because if someone's over by Yerah, by Yomati, he can fix it. He can farecht it by being a kind of mitzvah's essay in the Torah of Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashpisu Sar Mipatechen. So mean that it's possible for a person to fix the lava by your rabbi, Yimotze, it's a lav shenitek lase. Now we know the rule is that a lav shenitek lase, you don't get malchus. So freik the Mishul Melech, even if a person would purchase chametz on Pesach, even if a person would bake chametz on Pesach, at the end of the day, so he did a ma'isa, but it's still nitek lase the Tashpisu. So if it's a lav shenitek lase, l'chayra, L'chayri, you shouldn't get malchus. In other words, Mishul Melech said that the Rambam's psak halacha is a chiddush. It has no makar. And not just that, it's connected to Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Hamad Aleph. So yesterday we mentioned that although the Gemara in Pesachim Tzadik Hamad Aleph would seem to be clear that Ba'irah Ba'yimotze is a lav shenitek lase, but there's a mashmois in a Tosefta and in a sugya Masech Tzbeh Daf Tzayin Amadeh that it could be it's not so pasha. And it could be, even though there is a mitzvah essay of Ach B'yem HaRishon Tashbisu Samri Patechem, but maybe that mitzvah essay is not enough to render the lav of Ba'irah Ba'yimotze into a lav shenitek lase. And if we have sugyas that are mashma one way, and a sugya that's mashma another way, the Rambam had the right to pick and choose between the sugyas and to be machriya like the Tosefta, and to be machriya like Beya Dav Zayin Amadeis, and to say that even though it's a mefurish in Gemara in Pesachim Tzadikim and Aleph that by Rabbi Yimotz is lav shenitek lase, but I hold not that way. It's not a lav shenitek lase. L'may nafkemina, if you would be over by Rabbi Yimotz, albeit with a maisa, Malach is in that case you would get malchus. But we mentioned that at the end of the day, the Achrenim struggle to understand of a fart. Why is Ma'yirah Ba'yimotze not a lav shenitek lase? Meaning we will miyashiv the Rambam. Because at the end of the day, there are sugyas that seem to, at the very least, support the Rambam and give the Rambam a right to exercise and say, oh, I want to go like those sugyas and not like that sugya. But those sugyas are tzarech bir. And in other words, at the end of the day, the Rambam sheet is still shver. Because why is it not a lav shenitek lase? So we mentioned that the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Pei Beis says that the emes is the Rambam is lishitasoi. He's lishitasoi to the beginning, literally chapter 1, verse 1, to the Rambam's Yad Chazok in Hilchas Tmura. The Rambam says, Kol Hameimer Loika. If someone is over the Isser Tmura, he gets malchus. Why? Because he violated two lavin. Lo yachlif, and lo yomer oisai, Tmura is a lav. Says the Rambam, that really, the fact that you get malchus for Tmura is a very big chiddush. Number one, it's a chiddush, you didn't do a maisa. And ordinarily, lav shneim by maisa, in loika nolav. Says the Rambam, Teretz is, the Gemara addresses it in a few places, that even though usually for a lav shneim by maisa you don't get malchus, but there are three exceptions to the rule. There are three times where you do get malchus for a lav shneim by maisa, nishba, meimar, umakal, meimar is tmura, and as a result, this is one of the exceptions to the rule. But the Rambam says another problem that the Gemara didn't address, and that is, at the end of the day, this lav is a lav shenitek lase. So if it's a lav shenitek lase, you shouldn't get malchus. Now, why isn't lit nitek lase? So this is a little bit of a knetch, because it says in the Torah that if somebody violates this tmura, vim hamir yamir, v'hayuhu tmura sayi akkadesh, heknish is going to be chal on that other animal. And that means it's nitek lase. Tzorech bir. But that's what the Rambam says. So at the end of the day, it's nitek lase. So if it's nitek lase, that because of nitek lase, you shouldn't get malchus. Says the Rambam two terutzim. V'oid, the second terutz the Rambam says, is she'ein lav shebal shavah lase. You want to know why this is not a problem? Because the essay and the lois nasei are not shavah. Sha'tzibur v'ashutfin einois and tmura. The tzibur or shutfin, Reuven and Shimon, that are partners, they own a carbon together, they can't make tmura. Meaning they can't be makdish something through tmura. But imhim va'afal pi shehein muzarin shloyamiru. But if they would violate tmura, they'd get them out lav. In other words, tzibur and shutfin would violate the lav of tmura. They'd chap patch for loyach lifan v'loyamir oisai. If they did a loyach lifan v'loyamir oisai. But if they did a loyach lifan v'loyamir oisai, the animal that's chulin would not become hektish. Which means they have the lav, but they don't have the assay. Says the Rambam, if the lav and the assay are not shove, then not shove, it's not considered a lav shenitek lase. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, lefi zetz gevaldik. Because the lav of Ba'yirah Ba'yimotze and the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu, said the Shagas Aryeh, is oichit not shove. You know why? Because the lav of Ba'yirah Ba'yimotze, everybody is muzer. But as it relates to the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu, Men have the mitzvah saseh, but women don't have the mitzvah saseh. And the reason is because we know women are parted from all mitzvah saseh shazman geroma. So being that women are parted from all mitzvah saseh shazman geroma, so women are going to be parted from this mitzvah saseh. So it comes out that the lav and saseh are not shavah. And just like the Rambam said in Hilchas Tmura, that you get malkins for Tmura, we don't view it as a lav shenitik laseh, because the lav and saseh are not shavah, because the tzibra and the shutvin have the lav, but they don't have the saseh. The same is true for tashbisu, the same is true for bai rabbi motzeh. Noshim have the lav, Noshim don't have the aseh. What does that mean? It means it's not shavah. If it's not shavah, it's not a lav, and it's a glaseh. That's why the Rambam, Lishi Tosso, he said the Shagasariye, Paskin, and Perak Aleph, Allah, Gimel, Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. It's the Zelbeke Rambam, and Perak Aleph, Allah, Aleph, and Hilchas Tmura, that when you have a lav and an aseh that are not shavah, it's not considered a lav, and it's a glaseh. The only issue is, it's a lav shem and maiseh. Says the Rambam, okay, there's a echatim, so what you can do, the day maiseh. If you buy the chametz, if you bake the chametz, the point is, the Rambam is Lishi Tosso. The truth is that even though the Rambam says Mefurish, even though the Rambam says Mefurish, that you get Malkus if you purchase Chametz or if you make Chametz, Tosfos in two places in Masechtas Pesachim says clearly not that way. Tosfos in Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph says on the Gemara that says that by Yerob, by Yemotze, is a lav shenitik lasei, it's the bottom Tosfos, mikan mashma kemoisha pirishri bekol shah, the lo Yerob have a nitik lasei. This is a mefurish Gemara like the psak halacha of the Ri, which was that we view at the end of the day in the final analysis, by Yerob, by Yemotze, is treated as a lav shenitik lasei. Where is it in Perikol Shah? It's near, it's a little bit more barichos. It's on Dav Chav Tes on the base, where Tosfos says, mikan moichi achri shamasha chometz bepesach v'dayte levar, enu yoiv that Tosfos is a very big chiddush. It requires its own raid bites. But the Ri said, and he came out with nafkeminas lahalacha, not just malchus, no malchus. That's not a nafkemina lahalacha. That's hilchas l'mashicha. But the Ri came out with nafkeminas lahalacha that bayura bayumotze is nitak lase. In other words, the Ri shita is not like the Rambam. The Ri shita is that bayura bayumotze really is nitak lase. Now, at first glance, you'll say avada, it's a mefurish gemara. But after we learned the Rambam, and we saw that the Rambam held that it's not nitik lase, and the Rambam was coming mikoyach as lishi tosoy in the sugi mesachtes tmura. So now we have to ask the Ri. Ri, why didn't you hold like the Rambam? So pasha, you would say that the reason the Ri didn't hold like the Rambam, because any shtikl Torah, and there are plenty, but any shtikl Torah, you're going to say to say pshat. I mean, this Rambam is one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka. There have been literally countless Shabbos Hagadol Drosh said, the first half, on this Rambam. There's so much Torah on this Rambam. So every single shtickle Torah you're ever going to hear in your life, to say pshat in this Rambam, you're going to say, okay, Ri, what's that pshat? How come you don't hold this way? And it's such a nice shtickle Torah, so now we have to ask the Ri. Okay, so the Shagasar, you came along, and he said, geshmak pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, she tells me, bar al-gav, alach, alaf, and luchas tmura. Okay, so the Ri, how come you didn't hold of that? So Pash in the stomach, the Ri would say, I don't know, I'm a shubit to the Rambam's va'oid. In Perak Alf, Allah Alf, Hilchas Tmura, who said the Rambam holds that if the loisans and the asay are not shavah, that's the reason that it shouldn't be treated like a lav shanita glase. But I found a metziah, it's Kemoitza Shalor Rav, in the Shailas Tshuvas Oir HaMeir. So the Oir HaMeir was written by Rameir Shapiro, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, the Lablina Rav of Daf Yoimi fame. And in a tshuva, and I think my hergish was that it's very apropos tonight to speak out for Rameir Shapiro, because you know there's certain moments and there's certain times during the year where the value of learning Daf Yoimi is just so obvious. And I think tonight is an example of that. So I just thought it was geschmack to have an opportunity to speak out for Rameir Shapiro. That everybody avada, all of Klal Yisrael has so much akaras hatoiv to the institution of Daf Yoimi. So the Oir HaMeir, the Oir HaMeir, Rameir Shapiro, wrote a beautiful pilpul, a Polish a Lublina pilpul, to say Pshan and the Shita Sari. Meaning, at the end of the day, we have a Shver Rambam. Oh, Benoch the Shagasari and Simon Pei Beis, it went from being a Shver Rambam to a Geshmaker Rambam. So if that's the case, why didn't the Ri hold the Ishtakal Torah? How come the Ri held not that way? So Zok the Oir HaMeir, Yeshloi Merazoi. He says that the emes is, in the beginning of the Masechta, just to come full circle a little bit, we had a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, what the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu is. The Gemara said that bedikas chametz is midrabanan. We're really going back to the beginning of the Masechta. Bedikas chametz is midrabanan. Lashon Gemara. Why? The midah iraisa bebitul ba'al masakile. Because midah iraisa, all you have to do is bitul. So once you do bitul, you say kol chamir v'chamir, you're fine on a biblical level. The whole Bidikas Chametz is only the Rabban. And it's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Literally, Yisoida Chasidus V'Shayrish Avoida Tumim of the first Sugis and Mesachtes Pesachim, where Rashi and Tosfos argue what exactly the Gemara meant. Rashi says, you know what the Gemara meant when it said, Midai Raiso Bebitul Ba'al Masagile? What the Gemara meant was that Tashbisu, which is the mitzvah, means Hashbasa Belev. Hashbasa Belev means Hashbasa. Real Hashbasa means Belev. The reason Midai Raisa the built about Almasagile is because Midai Raisa, the Torah says, do Tashbisu. And what does Tashbisu mean? Belev, which is exactly what Bittu Belev is. So you want to know why you don't have to do B'dikas Chametz Midrabban? Because the Torah says, do Tashbisu. And if I'm Ashb is Belev, I fulfilled, because the definition of Tashbisu is Ashbasa Belev. Tosfos argued. Tosfos, it's not what it means. What do you mean? Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. How you do Ashbasa? Whether it's Sreifa, or whether it's Pechol Davar, it's not Bebittel. So then what did the Gemara mean when it said that Bebittel Ba'al Masagile? What the Gemara meant was that if you're Mevatel Belev, so it's like you were Mafkarit. Once you're Mafkarit, it's not yours anymore. Not that you fulfilled the mitzvah as if Tashbisu. You can't do Tashbisu Belev. But at the same time, you don't have a problem because at the same time, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be over the Isser because there's no Bayer Rabbi Yomotzi once it doesn't belong to me. But what does Tashbisu mean, says Tosfos? Yeah, physically you have to get rid of it. In other words, you have a machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos, what Tashbisu means. According to Rashi, Tashbisu means Hashbasa Belev. You have to get rid of it in your heart. But that's ton in the hearts. That is what that's Avodas Halev. That's what it is. According to Tosfos, no, you physically have to get rid of it. What does the Gemara mean? Bebitul Ba'al Masagi? According to Rashi, that is Tashbisu. According to Tosfos, that's not Tashbisu. What it means is if you are Mashbiz it Belev, what you essentially did was you were mafker. Once you're mafker, it's not yours. It's not yours. In that case, it's not going to be an issue. So Meir Shapiro brought from the Bach. The Bach is an Erechaim Simen Tov Lamites. He declares a shayla. Can I make a shliach to do Tashbisu for me? Can I make a shliach to do Tashbisu? Says the Bach, it's Tali. It's Tali in this machloik between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, that Tashbasa has to be believed. That is what Tashbisu is. The chefza of Tashbisu is kol chamir v'chamir, so it's avodas aleif. You can't make a shliach to do that. Mili loy memsrim l'shliach. How am I going to go ahead and make a shliach to be mevatel something b'leif? But if the definition of Tashbisu is to destroy it, like Tosfos said, so then the halacha is going to be that you couldn't make a shliach. In other words, the Bach said, whether or not you can make a shliach to do Tashbisu is going to be totally the machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, and Pesachim, Daf Dalamis. According to Rashi, you can, because it's something that happens b'leif, you can't make a shliach to do something b'leif. Whereas according to Tosfos, it's something that you would be able to do. So Meir Shapiro said something beautiful, based on Rei that we've spoken about in the past. You know, Tosfos, in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chof Tes, asks a very famous kasha. The Gemara says, a father has an obligation to give his son a bris milah on the eighth day. A mother doesn't have an obligation to give her son a bris milah on the eighth day. Why? It's learned out from a pasuk. Vayomel Avram es Yitzchok b'noi kasha tziva oisai elikin. Oisai v'loi oisai. Frey Tosfos, why didn't you need a pasuk to tell me that a woman is not obligated to do bris milah? It's a mitzvah eseh shazman gerama. We know women are parted from all mitzvahs eseh shazman gerama. So we've spoken that many times, the chiddush gadol of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that yesh loymar, the only time women are parted from mitzvahs eseh shazman gerama is if it's a mitzvah that you can't do al yidei shliach. But if the mitzvah is a mitzvah that you could do al yidei shliach, so then the halacha is going to be that women are going to be chayif, even a mitzvahs eseh shazman gerama. What's the svara to the Pnei Yeshua? The Achrenim says, why are women part of a mitzvah that says mangarama? The Avudram. The Avudram says that a woman is meshuvah labaylo, oyla mi baylo, oyla mi yitzra. So because she's torn between her husband and the bayrei oylam, so the Torah said, be partner, because this is for shalom bayis, God la shalom, the whole shalom bayis shmuz that the Avudram gives in that shtickle, because she's meshubah. But if you can do the mitzvah yedei shliach, so it's not going to get in the way necessarily. You don't have to physically do it. You can make a shliach. But the bottom line is, this is the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Rameh Shapiro brings that at some furish ritvah as well. The ritvah said the same thing that the Pnei Yeshua said. But al kapanim, what's known as the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, and it's also on the furish ritvah, is that the only time women are parted from mitzvah's essay shazman gerama is if it's something that you can not do al yedei shliach. But if you could do it al yedei shliach, so you're not, it's not necessarily going to interfere with your shibud, then the halacha is that women are going to be chayiv. So Meir Shapiro said like this, are women chayiv from a women part there in the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu? Shagasari said in the beginning of Simon Peves is Poshet that the potter from Tashbisu. Why? Because it's a mitzvah essay shazman gerama. Nashama potter from all mitzvah essay shazman gerama. But said Rameh Shapiro, it's not so Poshet. He says, really, it's totally l'chayr in the machlekes Rashi and Torah is telling this Bach. Because if you name on the Pnei Yeshua, which is also a Ritva, that the only time women are part of Mitzvah Seshan Angaramo is if you can't do it Ayidei Shliach. But if you can do it Ayidei Shliach, then you're going to be Chayiv. So then it's not so simple. Because the Bach said that according to Tosfos, it's Shayich to go ahead to do, it's Shayich to do the Mitzvah Seshan of Tashbisu Ayidei Shliach. If you can do it Ayidei Shliach, so it comes out, there's no Ptur of Mitzvah Seshan Angaramo, so Noshim are going to be Chayiv in Tashbisu. If, however, you hold like Rashi and Daftal Amid Beis, like the Bach said, well, Tashbos is believed that you can't do it Ayidei Shliach, so then it's a regular Mitzvah Seshas Mangrum that you can't do Ayidei Shliach, not like Milo, but like most Mitzvahs Seshas, like Lula, like Shreb, you can't do it Ayidei Shliach, or you can't do it Ayidei Shliach. So over there, the Allah is that Noshim are going to be Potter. So say Ramei Shapiro Haflav a fella. He said, the Rambam in Yad Chazaka says Mefurish, that bitul ba'al masagila, you know why? Because when it says in the Torah tashbisu, it means hashposa b'leif. It means hashposa b'leif. That's what it means. Which means that according to the Rambam, you can't make a shliach to be mekayim the mitzvahs essay of tashbisu. This is a cheshmet. If you can't make a shliach to be mekayim the mitzvahs essay of tashbisu, so it's a good old-fashioned mitzvahs essay shaz mangaroma. If it's a good old-fashioned mitzvahs essay shaz mangaroma, so it comes out noshim apotter from the mitzvahs essay of tashbisu. They have the lavu by rabbi yimotze. They don't have the mitzvahs essay of tashbisu. If that's the case, it comes out by rabbi yimotze. It's like tmura. It's not shofar. Because the lav, even noshim have, the essay noshim don't have. Why? Because it's tashbisu, it's an essay shaz mangaroma. What do you mean? You can do it Ayidei Shliach? No, you can't. Because the Rambam holds like Rashi that it has to be believed. And the Bach said Mefurish and Tof Lametes that if according to Rashi, you can't make a Shliach to be Mekayim Tashbisu. It's not Shavu Bakol. That's why the Shagasai's Teret was Kimin Chaymer. It's beautiful in the Rambam Shita. He said, but in Tois it's not going to work. He says, you know why? He said, because which one of the Bali Toisvis said on the Avdalad Amid Beis that when it says Tashbisu, it doesn't mean Hashbos Maled. Wasn't just a Stam Toysvis. V'oimiri, it's the Ri. The Midday Reisna Bebilt Ba'al Masagli Mitam Nachshu B'Tav Hefker. It's the Ri. Oh, it's the Ri. It's the Ri L'shitasa. The Ri and Av Chof Tes Amid Beis. And the Ri and Av Tzadik came in Aleph. It's the Ri that argued with the Rambam. You want to know why, according to the Ri, it's a mitzvah, it's a lav shenita glase? What's the kashan? Why is it a lav shenita glase? The chayr, it's not shava. It's not shava. The lav, even noshim have. The essay, noshim don't have. So if it's not shava, it shouldn't be a lav shenita glase. The teretz is, no, the real shitasa holds that women are going to be chayiv in tashbisu. How can women be chayiv in tashbisu? It's a mitzvah zaseh shaz mangarom. The teretz is the Pnei Yeshua and Kedushan Tav Chav Tesam and Aleph, which is also a ritva that says mefurish that whenever you can do it ayidei shliach, you don't have the Ptur mitzvah zaseh shaz mangarom. The real shitasa who said on the Aftalon Amid Beis that tashbisu is not belief, tashbisu is with a maisa, and the Bach Mitov Lametet says that if that's the case, you could do it ayidei shliach. So the real shitasa, women are chayiv in tashbisu. The chayiv by Rabbi Yimotze and the chayiv in Tashbisu. So if that's the case, it's mamish the same thing. So it is Shavu Bakol. If it's Shavu Bakol, you don't have the Shagasari's Teretz. So you want to know what the Ri would tell you? If someone would come to the Ri and say, I heard a pilpul from the Shagasari, the Gadol Ador of 200 years ago. He says, how are you going to answer it? He says, El Gevahal Shitasi. Yeah, it's a beautiful Shtikal Torah that the Lav and Daseh, by Tmura Maskim. The Tmura, the Lav and Daseh, are not Shavu. Oh, but by Tashbisu, they are Shavu. What do you mean? Here you have a Lav and here you have the Eser. The Teretz is, it's true. It's true, but at the same time over here, this essay, even though it's technically Zman Gerama, but it's a mitzvah's essay as Zman Gerama that Noshim are going to be chayiv. And why? Because the real Shitasa, in other words, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ri, whether or not by your Matze is a live Shemitah Klase or not, whether you would get Malkis if you went ahead and you bought, whether you would get Malkis if you went ahead and you made Chometz on Pesach, said Rameir Shapiro, is totally in the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ri, Rashi and the Ri, but it's also the Rambam and the Ri and the Avdalah Amid Beis, whether the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu is Hashpas and Belev, or whether the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu is really Hashpasasi B'chol Davar. I think the Lamda Charade had a little bit of a Machshava in it as well, at least felt that way, and we'll stop here.